Welcome to this Talking Hoosier Baseball post-game interview session. I'm Carl James. Today is Wednesday, March 16th, 2022. Indiana had an offensive onslaught last night, defeating Kentucky out of the SEC by a score of 20-7, getting a run in every inning with 23 hits, 6 home runs, and 9 doubles. Josh and I caught up with head coach Jeff Mercer, as well as left-handed pitcher Grant Holderfield, who gave up no runs in a 3.2-inning save, and designated hitter Hunter Jesse, who went 3-for-4 with 2 home runs.
We've really competed all year, and I know it's been through challenging circumstances at times, but the guys have gotten up and competed time and time again, and today was another one of those moments. And I know we didn't start the game the way that we wanted to, but you know, Tyler comes up and he's been working hard, comes up and bangs a double on the first pitch, and you can feel the electricity come back in the boys, and away they went from there. But yeah, we've really preached the mentality of you have to keep fighting, you have to keep pushing, trying to score a run each inning, put one up each inning, and then extend from there. And when they score, to continue to compete, to not worry about the scoreboard in that moment, but just to keep pushing, and eventually it'll break through. And today it did.
The contact throughout the game was hard. Balls were really, even the balls on the ground seemed to be screaming today.
Yeah. You know, baseball is such a game of elements, right, where the wind, the stadium, the strike zone is such a, it all plays such an impact, maybe unlike any other sport. And when you have a strike zone that you have to throw into, we've trained so hard, those guys are so physical. If you have to throw it in the strike zone, I feel confident that we'll make hard contact consistently. May not get a hit. Those guys have worked their tails off. They're so strong, and Chris, our strength coach, has done such a great job, and they've really pushed themselves in their training that I do feel confident they'll make hard contact when the ball's in the zone. And today we had a good zone, and it was a good night to hit, and we made a lot of hard contact, and those guys just kept going. We just kept coming in waves, and obviously on good days like this, it keeps going, and now we have to carry that forward and continue to compete like that, whether you're going to score 20 runs or not. But it has to be the mentality. You have to have hard contact, and when you hit the ball 95 or above, and you have like a 66% chance of getting on base, whatever it is. You just have to hit the ball hard somewhere and run like crazy.
You know, Grant Holderfield came in a pretty tough spot, managed to get out of it, and then closed the game without even getting up to like 60 pitches. So, yeah. What do you have to say about Grant?
Grant's. You know, all those freshmen, they've done such a great job. You know, we've thrown those guys to the wolves time and time again, and just said, hey, you got to learn to swim. You throw them in the deep end, you got to learn to swim. And today was another one of those situations, and he just competed like crazy. He's got really good stuff, but he's such a competitive kid, and he's got such a slow heartbeat that he's able to really just go out and get out of some jams. That's why he's so big out of the bullpen for us. And, yeah, I mean, he's a special kid.
Does this create any concerns for you now that you're going to be playing just in 2 more days as far as to what the bullpen situation is going to look like Thursday night?
Not necessarily for Thursday. You know, so we'll go Thursday, Saturday, 2 Sundays. So obviously, you know, you feel good about Perkins and those guys will have. Those guys that through Sunday of this past weekend will be back up on Thursday, and then it's a single on Saturday. So I feel fine about where we're at in that regard. And you know, some of those guys are going to have to continue to grow. They're going to have to step up. They're going to have to compete. They're talented enough to do it. That bullpen is talented enough to do it. Our starting pitching is talented enough to do it. They're just going to have to go out and do it. And we have to keep running them out there until they do. But, you know, obviously knowing you have an offense that can do these things certainly helps you to settle in and go compete. But they're just going to have to do it.
All right. Well, congratulations on the save.
Thank you. Thank you.
You were really pounding the zone today. What was working for you?
I was really going inside with feeders or sinkers and then just blowing them away and backdoor to both hitters with my slider. So it was honestly sinkers to both sides of the plate and sliders as well. So okay. That was really working for me. Yeah.
I mean, it does look like your assortment is a little bit different based on righties and lefties.
Yep.
But since we're working with both today.
Yes, correct. I was able to really pound the zone against both, which was a big key to my success. Yes.
Okay. Well, just talk about that really tough inning. You only had a 1-run lead. Yep. You were trying to hold on to it. What was going through your mind at that point?
Well, I was just trying to. I came in with bases loaded, one out, and you know I was facing a righty, so I was just thinking either weak contact, strike him out, start up striking him out, getting the job done, and then doing it again. And walking off with no runs scored. So that was big for us on our momentum.
It's been a bit of struggle for this for your pitching staff in general, yeah, to just allowing a lot of free passes. Mm-hmm. What's kind of been in your mindset that's allowed you to not fall into that particular habit?
Well, I'm just working on first pitch strikes. That's what we go through in our training. And just starting off 0-1 is huge to our success with no walks and free passes. So I would say starting off 0-1, first pitch strike, and then pounding them and relentlessly going at them after that. Yeah.
And how does it feel getting, once you got past that inning, you finally got run support? What was that feel? How did that help?
Oh, it was great. Obviously, run support is what you want as a pitcher. And just being able to go out after you get some runs, feel a little bit more comfortable, but still just attacking the hitters.
Yep. And this was also a long outing for you.
Yeah.
So, and were you obviously in the dugout for quite a bit.
Yeah.
So just feeling good being extended like that?
Yeah, I felt good. I think it was like just over 50 pitches, but yeah, I was perfectly fine. Making sure I was like stretching, staying loose in between the long innings because they were long, but yeah, I felt fine out there.
So what was working for you at the plate?
Just staying simple, just like same approach I always had. Just like how to sit middle away, same thing, same approach. Just teammates having confidence in me kind of just helped me just have a good day, feel good at the plate, just have a good day is what it is. So.
Okay. So you've kind of been working to get a spot, you know, in the starting lineup.
Yeah, yeah.
What have you been doing outside of the games to get that spot?
Yeah, I mean, just come in every day, just do your drill work, teammate trust, stuff like that. I mean, just honestly, just get your drill work in, just keep practicing. Because, you know, I mean, you never know when the team's going to need you or something like that. So just kind of be ready and just trust your hard work. And then when you get in the game, just kind of play, man, have fun. So,
just how did it feel to have two huge home runs like that today?
It was awesome. I haven't had a home run here, so it was kind of cool. With students not being out, fans showed up today, so that was great. Good atmosphere, everything, so I was super happy with super fun. So,
a schedule change is in effect for the coming Xavier series to avoid Friday rainy weather. The series at Bart Kaufman Field will start Thursday at 6 p.m. It will resume with one game Saturday at 12 noon and conclude with a Sunday noon doubleheader. Per IU Athletics, parking for the weekend will remain the same, with lots around Bart Kaufman Field remaining open for patrons to park. There will be no access to Lot 13 due to the NCAA Women's Basketball Tournament. Thank you for listening to Talking Hoosier Baseball. We should have our regularly scheduled weekly episode out by Thursday morning, and Thursday night at 6 p.m., we will see you at the Bart.